watching FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in the Quickstep booth at Surfaces 2014, and I'm with Roger Farabee, who's Senior Vice President with Unilin. How you doing, Roger?
Doing great, Kemp.
Good to be with you. I saw you, let's see, in December at your solutions meeting, and you showed me a lot of things that were going on there overall, and now we're here at Surfaces. And I guess the big news, we ran it on Floor Daily this week, is that you now have a wood line that you're selling under the Quickstep name, right?
That's right. We're very excited about this new line we call Q-Wood. And we've been developing this for a while because we had to find a product that really justified the Quickstep brand. Quickstep now in laminate stands for a number of key things, and anything we did in wood had to work equally well. So certainly we're known for great style and design. That's an expectation. Great performance, easy maintenance, easy installation, and overall great value. So we had to come up with a product assortment that really met all those criteria, and we believe we've done that with Q-Wood.
Okay. Yeah, most people know that Unilin is a Mohawk category, Mohawk brand, and you have Columbia as part of that category, which is in the wood business. And so what you're saying is that being someone that's a steward of the Quickstep brand name, you didn't want to just, you know, just pick any style. You wanted to come up with something that was an exact fit to what the brand promise is with Quickstep on
Absolutely.
The laminate side.
That's correct. You know, our distributor partners were very clear, and we've shown them wood concepts over the years just to get their feedback. This was the first one where everybody agreed, okay, this makes sense for Quickstep.
Okay. And most people do know, like you just mentioned, Quickstep is sold through distribution to mm-hmm. independent retailers. You don't see it at the home centers.
That's correct. Yep. That is absolutely right.
Now tell us this Q-Wood. I'm sure you've got different assortment. Tell us a little bit about the assortment.
Yeah. So what you'll find is it's a variety of different textured products, some wire brush, some wire brush and scrape. American species, so there's oak, hickory, walnut, but with a European flair, which you would expect because that's what you see in Quickstep laminate. But what's very unique about this product is we have a very low gloss oil finish look, and we've been able to achieve this through some very, very interesting new surface technology that we co-developed with our supplier, our surface coating supplier. And what we've been able to do is for the first time take that oil finish look and make it practical for the American consumer. Up to now, you know, oil finishes tend to be very expensive, focused more on the high end of the market, and fairly difficult to maintain. What we've been able to develop here with Q-Wood and our new Optilux finish is a product that has great visual, really rich colors, nice surface texture, but a very practical oil finish look that can actually be refurbished over time. Versus, you know, oil finish looks, which usually require a lot more regular maintenance than this product will.
Okay, and you know, another trend that we're seeing in this engineered hardwood business is this long length. Are you also doing longer lengths with this?
Currently, this is a random length product. We make it at our engineered factory in Danville, Virginia. Our maximum length right now on that product is say about 48 inches, but it is a random length product. But we are looking at some future investments that would let us do longer planks. I think we're starting with this more European influenced look with our more traditional plank sizes, but we'll certainly be looking at maybe broadening it to other sizes in the future.
And just the one spec question I'd want to ask you is the actually veneer, it's pretty thick, isn't it? I've seen some of these samples.
Yeah, let me explain a little bit about this Optilux finish. It's very interesting because what you can do is if an area begins to wear over time, we actually have a two-part system. One is a regular maintenance cleaner. It's a cleaner specifically designed for this surface that will keep it clean and help maintain the overall look. You just literally, you know, spritz a little on a microfiber mop. It's very basically the same maintenance as we would recommend for laminate, just with this particular cleaner. But we also have this rejuvenating product that if an area starts to dull over time, or say even, heaven forbid, you scratch it with a chair, unlike a regular urethane finish, you would probably have to sand and refinish that. With this, you can actually apply this rejuvenation product overnight, and the next morning it'll look like new.
How about that?
And we think that is a realistic maintenance for this kind of a product versus the maintenance you would go through with a traditional oil finish.
Okay, so that's got the wood pretty well covered. Talk about what you're doing new with laminate this year.
Got a lot of new laminate introductions. The bulk of what we've been doing this year is actually refreshing some of our existing very popular lines. So starting with our entry-level 7mm product and working our way up through the line, we're adding a lot more character looks and just some fresher colors into the design, because we want to make sure we're offering a great level of style and design at every price point, not just at the premium price point. But, you know, as we've done in the last 2 years, we continue to build on our Reclame series, which is our premium reclaimed look in laminate. And so we're adding one new design, four colors here. And it's a very unique, random width look that, again, leverages that reclaimed appeal but takes it to another level. I've gotten great feedback on that, and we're hoping to win Editor's Choice a third year in a row if we can.
All right, great, great. And you know, your space is packed. These aren't all your people, are they?
No, these are customers.
No, I'm telling you, I've been throughout the show all day today, and you have a lot of people in here, so that you're creating a lot of interest.
It's been busy, and I think people appreciate what we've been able to do with the brand and the products, and come here expecting new and interesting things. We continue to innovate and to spend a lot of time and money trying to make the best products we can. I think people appreciate that, and they want to see what we're up to.
Okay, great, Roger. Good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Roger Farabee, who's Senior Vice President at Unilin, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.